This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Baltimore is a rat-infested hellhole, crap hole. Call it whatever you want, but that's what it is. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump has a knack for stating the truth, and then suddenly the left come out.
Oh, he's a racist. He's this or that.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to talk to you as a black man. I'm going to talk to you as somebody raised in the city. I'm going to talk to you about as somebody who visits these big cities, these big, beautiful tourist, you know, supposed, you know, tourist traps. Let me tell you, it is, there's not a one. You Google Chicago rat problem, Google L.A. rat problem, Google Atlanta rat problem. All these big cities have a rat problem. All these big cities have a crime problem. All these big cities have corruption problems. And you want to know why? Because they are run by leftists. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Delivering Truth every single day about reality. Look, I'm not making stuff up. I'm not trying to make this a partisan issue. I'm telling you the way it is. You don't have to believe it. Go do it yourselves. Baltimore, a rat-infested hellhole. And what's funny, here's a CNN guy. I'm going to play this clip. He's going to cry because Donald Trump criticized his rat-infested city. You got that clip?
This morning, the president attacked another member of Congress on Twitter. This time, it's House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings. He wrote this: Cummings' district is a disgusting, rat and rodent infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place. No human being would want to live there. Infested. That's usually reserved for references to rodents and insects, but we've seen the president invoke infestation to criticize lawmakers before. You see a pattern here? Just 2 weeks ago, President Trump attacked four minority congresswomen. Why don't they go back to the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Reminder, three of them were born here. All of them are American. Infested, he says. A week before his inauguration, January 2017, Congressman John Lewis should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart, not to mention crime-infested. Donald Trump has tweeted more than 43,000 times. He's insulted thousands of people, many different types of people. But when he tweets about infestation, it's about black and brown people. September 2014, at the height of an urgent health emergency. Why are we sending thousands of ill-trained soldiers into Ebola-infested areas of Africa? Bring the plague to the U.S.? Obama is so stupid. Infested, he says. There's a revolution going on in California. So many sanctuary areas want out of this ridiculous crime-infested and breeding concept. Infested, he says. The president says about Congressman Cummings' district, that no human would want to live there. You know who did, Mr. President? I did. From the day I was brought home from the hospital to the day I left for college. And a lot of people I care about still do. There are challenges, no doubt. But people are proud of their community. I don't want to sound self-righteous, but people get up and go to work there. They care for their families there. They love their children who pledge allegiance to the flag, just like people who live in districts of congressmen who support you, sir. They are Americans, too.
Holy mother of Don Lemon, CNN. Really? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to.
I was born there. He criticized my decision.
Look, if there's a reason to cry, cry. I'm a big crybaby on a lot of stuff. But somebody calling, telling me truth about my city, you think I'm going to be upset about it? Holy cow, man. What in the world is the left coming to? Elijah Cummings should be embarrassed at how he's treated the black folks of Baltimore, the largest contingent of his demographic, of his constituents. And you know what Cummings is concerned about? Border children. New York City, AOC has a rat infestation problem. You don't have to believe me. I'll prove it to you. And you know what she's concerned about? Not her citizens, not everything that could come from that. She's concerned about border children. Los Angeles has a rat infestation problem, an outbreak of typhoid, potential for bubonic plague because of the fleas. Don't believe me. I will prove it to you. And you know what these leftists are concerned about? Illegals. They're not concerned about the citizens of this country. Guy gets choked up after President Trump ripped Elijah Cummings, calling Baltimore a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. And what did that guy for? Oh, infestation. Look at him. He's using infestation. He puts up a series of Tlaib and Omar. Do you see the pattern here? The pattern here. Let me explain the pattern. The pattern is everywhere you have a high concentration of people of color who have dominion over another group of people of color, you will have rat infestation, crime infestation, and corruption. And that is exactly what you have in every one of these Democrat enclaves. And people are far too afraid to talk about it.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it because it might make me a racist.
No, it might make you a realist. That's the problem. Yeah, let me tell you what the president needed. The president didn't need to just say Baltimore. The president could have put insert big city here. New York City, as I said, has a rat infestation problem. L.A., I just decided to do it. I was on YouTube looking at a video of the rat infestation in Baltimore, which, by the way, is admitted to by not only the mayor. It was a PBS documentary about it. They all know it to be true. It's like saying, how dare you talk about San Francisco being the poop capital? Oh, sorry, but here's a video produced by you. Here's your mayor talking about all the poop in San Francisco. It's crazy. This is what leftism brings you, but they don't want to admit it. They can't admit they're wrong, because to do that means what? What? Anybody? Anybody? It means you're right. It means you are smarter than they. Now, infested is the new dog whistle of racism.
Infested.
Do you really want to pick a fight with Donald Trump over the lexicon, the lingo, leftist?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
About a year ago, city leaders identified some of the city's most violent neighborhoods.
What the hell? We should just take all this down.
To target.
Ooh, you can smell the rats.
Under Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative.
Ooh, Jesus.
Just last week, we went with Mayor Pugh as she toured an East Baltimore neighborhood.
This is a new one. I've been out here 54 years. This is a new one.
Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative is about taking steps to rid communities of the cornerstones that contribute to crime.
Oh, my God. You can smell the dead animals.
Blocks of dilapidated buildings help to hide the addiction that's crippled this community.
That was part of a PBS special where the Baltimore mayor, I believe her name is Pugh, is walking through the city, and even she is saying, ooh, this smells like dead animals. Ooh, Lord, look at these rats and stuff. And that was them exposing the rat problem of Baltimore before Trump ever mentioned it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Is it a shock to you if I said to you, boy, I just got back from New York, the rats are crazy? Would you be, oh, Kevin, I can't believe it. You racist. What are you doing talking bad about the city? Look, cities have monumental problems. And I'm not even telling you that the rat problem is anybody's fault per se, okay? You put that many people together in a concentrated area, and you're going to get rat and other rodents. You're going to get roaches, right? Things like this. You're going to get these types of infestations. But the idea that it's racist to bring it up or talk about it is ridiculous. What the left tries to do is make you feel as if you can't discuss anything. That's reality. It is the truth. 844-551-8255. The, you know, CNN anchors crying over rats and the mayor,
Donald Trump shouldn't be talking about my city. Oh, this was because we are a great city.
They all get defensive. You know what the mayor of Baltimore should have said? She should have said, you know, the president brings up an interesting point. We have been battling a rat problem. We're battling a homeless problem. We're battling a, you know, a problem with sanitation and things like this. All problems that I've been in, that I've been tasked to work on. And I'm glad that he's highlighted this because it brings up something. We definitely need to get, you know, Congressman Cummings to do more, blah, blah, blah. And here's what's interesting about it. They got through AARA, which is the American Reinvestment or whatever Act. They got money. They got $1.8 billion for the city of Baltimore, free dollars from Obama. And I'm going to tell you, nothing's happened. It's supposed to help clean up crime, help families, education, you name it. And Baltimore, the only thing that's improving in Baltimore, and I'll get you the statistics, the only thing that's improving in Baltimore is people are going back to work. Yeah, they are going back to work. So, you know, Donald Trump bringing up these things, I think it's so amazing. And here's the thing. It's not even like it's guru-esque. Donald Trump taking Cummins, who calls him a racist and says, racist? Look at how you treat your citizens and then call me a racist. How do the Democrats honestly believe that's going to go over? How do you think that's going to go over with all the rest of the congressional black circus clowns whose districts have the same problems as Cummings? How do you think it's going to go over? Do you think Donald Trump is going to lose in talking about Americanism and the fact that Cummings is neglecting his own constituency in support of illegals, in support of a Democratic agenda that doesn't do anything to help Baltimore, doesn't do anything to help his congressional district, and the same is true of all the other blacks? Do you think he's going to lose this battle? Donald Trump has a knack for picking fights that he, and it's not fights he knows he can win. It's fights that philosophically you cannot go against, and that's the most beautiful type of fight. It's like I said, don't fight a mom over her baby. I don't care how tough you are. She's going to get you, she's going to get some licks in. Because philosophically, she's trying to protect her young. That's why the big grizzly bear, when he sees a mother with her young, unless she's in dire straits, he pretty much avoids her. It isn't that he can't defeat her. It's that it isn't worth the fight. She's going to fight to the death, which means he's going to get mortally wounded. He may get a meal with that cub, but it may be his last meal. Donald Trump picked a fight with border issues from the very beginning. And you know what? He's winning. He wins on border issues. We are addressing border issues right now because of Donald Trump. Am I right or am I wrong? We're talking about building a wall. He's met with Guatemalan and said, hey, stop with these asylum people. He's met with Mexico and said, put troops on the border or else we're going to deal with your trade agreements. He's meeting with business leaders and changing all the rules and the laws on visas, etc. Why? Because he made it an issue. He knows how to pick a fight. And America has a sovereign border. What about the kneeling? Kaepernick. Who's faring better, Donald Trump or Kaepernick? Kaepernick may be leading Nike around with tail wagging a dog, but he's not leading this nation. Kaepernick is persona non grata, except with the most ethnocentric racist. Other than that, nobody gives a crap about Kaepernick. He'll never play in the NFL again. He's done. What else? You want to pick some more fights? Yeah, Tlaib and all of them, when he says to them, go back, you think they're going to make that a racist call because Donald Trump... Let me tell you, black people in America feel identically the same way as Donald Trump when it comes to Tlaib and Omar and all of them talking about this country. Go back. You don't like it? Go somewhere else. It doesn't matter whether you say go back or go somewhere else. You don't like it? Go do something different. Find another country. Then we get Cummings, who now says, oh, Donald Trump is racist, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but, and Donald Trump's like, shut up and take care of your rat-infested area. Do you think he's going to lose any of these lexiconic battles? Picking a fight on the lingo, infested. That's your problem? Crime infested? Have you ever used the word crime infested, roach infested, rodent infested, rat infested? I've used it my entire life. You're not going to make me believe now that everything I've been saying, when I went somewhere, I was like, man, that was the most rat infested, whatever. And it had nothing to do with color. It had to do with where I was. Roach infested. It happens. We know it. It isn't a reflection on anybody based on color. He could have easily said crime infested as well. The number of homicides in Baltimore in 2014 was 211. 2015, it was 344. In 1 year, it a 50% increase in crime in Baltimore. It went down a little in 2016 to 318. 2017, 343. It jumped back up. In the time of Barack Obama, folks, Baltimore became a crime-infested. It's been rodent-infested, and it's been crime-infested, but it's gotten worse. And get this. It's concentrated in a small area. 80% of the city's gun homicides are committed in 25% of the city's neighborhoods. Anybody want to guess where those neighborhoods are? Anybody want to guess who leads those neighborhoods?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal lawsuit is being filed over a data breach at Capital One. Morgan & Morgan attorney John Yachunis says he's extremely concerned the hacker put the information on the dark web in hopes of making money off of it.
One of the things we now know in the 21st century is that information is the new currency of the 21st century. Some of the biggest companies on the face of the earth are really based upon information. They don't make anything.
Yachunas also believes Capital One should have kept your data more secure.
Companies all too often act out of consequence, not conscience.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence claims conservative values are winning again.
Another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
The Vice President at the Young Americas Foundation Summit, Pence also says the economy is helping middle-class Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here. Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Baltimore should be thanking Donald Trump for calling out that scam artist, that race pimp, Elijah Cummings. Oh, Kevin, he marched in the civil rights. He was one of the freedom riders that got beat up. Yeah, he got beat up by the very people he represents today, the Democrats. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. You don't have to believe me. Go look at who beat up Elijah Cummings. It was Democrats. It was the Bull Connors of the world. It was racist Democrats that beat up blacks. And you know what Elijah Cummings did? He got his black butt back on the plantation and he says, kick my butt some more, massa. Just give me money this time. And that's what these sellouts have done. Oh, they call me a sellout. Blacks say, Kevin's getting paid to be a fan of Donald Trump or whatever. I'm not. Let me tell you what. There's no white boy, black boy, anybody else that can pay me for my opinion. You want to know how I can prove it? Because Fox News is a perfect example. Fox News wanted me to take back my comment about Blasey Ford and Svetnik and whatever else being lying skanks, and I refused to do it. So don't. If you want to sell out, you're not looking at me. I refuse to do it. They are lying skanks. People say, Kevin, you shouldn't say it. You'll never go back on Fox. Well, you know what? To hell with Fox. If I never go back on, they don't get to determine what I say when I'm speaking the truth. Now, if I had lied, or if it was, you know, out of context, I'd be happy to evaluate it and take it back. But I didn't say anything that I don't stand behind and that millions of people don't agree with. So Fox can kiss my black behind. That's right. Baltimore should be thanking Donald Trump. When Barack Obama left office, the unemployment rate in Baltimore was 6.2%, and that was a fictitious rate. Fictitious. Built on people who quit looking. Donald Trump, in April of 2019, the unemployment rate in Baltimore is 4.9%. That is 1.3% less good jobs, better jobs, and people have jobs. They can start looking again. That's what Donald Trump has brought to Baltimore. But before I get onto that, I want to talk about these rat infestations, because I told you guys I went out and looked for these, and here's New York. If Donald Trump had substituted New York, he would have been just as legit. Would he have been racist then?
Whether they're taking a stroll in the or riding the subways.
New York City's rent population has made it clear it isn't going anywhere. A recent analysis by RentHop shows that complaints about the filthy critters are on the rise. In 2017, 311 calls on rat sightings in the Big Apple shot up 10% from the previous year, with a total of 19,152 complaints made, a new record. The rising pattern is concerning, but to some, not really shocking.
I'm absolutely not surprised. Absolutely not. And the rats are big.
When it comes to the boroughs, Brooklyn came out on top with over 7,000 complaints made last year. And that neighborhood that seems to be a hotbed for our furry friends, Bedford-Stuyvesant, come on down.
Yeah, like this. Like this, sometimes like this, sometimes it's small.
Big rats, little rats, just we need to take care of the situation ASAP.
While Brooklyn walks away with far from coveted bragging rights, Manhattan has more rodent complaints per square mile, with the Upper West Side and Harlem lodging the most 311 calls.
It's more about sanitation than anything. They take the garbage when they pick up the garbage. They don't seem to care about the garbage that they leave behind.
The city has been doing its part in the war against rats, investing $32 million last year on a plan to mitigate the population. But with over 4,800 complaints already made to the city in the first quarter of 2018, it appears the plan may need some tinkering.
Somebody need to come and take care of these rats.
In Brooklyn, I'm Andrew Ramos, PIX 11 News.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. They showed a picture of one of those rats. I swear, it was the size of a small dog. It was the size of a possum. It was huge. It was like, holy Toledo. Are you serious? That rat was enormous. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Folks, when I tell you stuff, here's what I promise you. I tell you, don't believe me. I'm just like you. Am I smart? Yes. Am I good looking? Yes. Look, I'm all that. But here's the deal. So are you. And you are brilliant in your own way. I'm not going to tell, all I can tell you is there's genius within you. Figure it out. So you hear what I have to say. Go do your own research. And if I'm, I tell people all the time, I'm not trying to give you straight, it's 82.3%. Even the people that give you those stats are lying. What I'll tell you is, I'll give you a generality that the majority of people in America understand there is a rat problem in cities. They understand that you stay at the wrong hotel, you may bring bed bugs back to your house. You get what I'm saying? They understand that there are roaches in cities, and the potential for you to be killed in a city is much higher than in the country, and on and on and on. These are generalizations that happen to be very true, and you can figure this stuff out for yourself. You don't need me to tell you. But the fact is, I know I'm right about it because I travel, I study, I have to be prepared for all this stuff, and therefore, I deliver it. But don't believe me. When you listen to me, I want you to be a skeptic. And then I want you to go do your own research. Because that's what's going to make you smarter on these issues. So, the point I was making about this is, it's not just a Baltimore rat problem. It's not just a Baltimore crime problem. It's not just a Baltimore school problem. It's not just a Baltimore corruption problem. It's not just a Baltimore police problem. Name your big city run by Democrats, probably black Democrats, and I'll give you more problems. Now, New York is run by a white guy who wants to be president, de Blasio. If Donald Trump has said New York, is it a race problem then? The answer is no. Is it a legitimate problem? Yes, it still remains a legitimate problem. But because he calls out Cummings, by the way, in the city of Baltimore has a black mayor, then it's a race problem. I was asked recently on an interview, Kevin, how do you address race problems? I go, why would you? If a white man came up to me and said, man, you're a racist, I'd say, shut up, white boy, get out of my face. That's what I would say. I'm not going to entertain the idea that I'm racist because Donald Trump going after these women of color. You know why Donald Trump is going after women of color? Because women of color are nuttier than squirrel turds, and they shouldn't be in Congress. You know why he's going after Cummings? Because Cummings is letting down his district. He's letting down his people. That's why. It has nothing to do with anything else. Oh, my gosh. So that was New York's rat problem. Let's talk about L.A.'s rat problem. And then I want to get into Baltimore getting these amazing amount of American Recovery Reinvestment Act funds from Barack Obama as reparations and how that's been squandered by Baltimore. But here's L.A.'s rat problem.
Rats crawling through Los Angeles, feasting on piles of uncollected trash. Now, the I-Team exposed a problem recently, and the city vowed to clean it up. But we found evidence the city's rodent population is growing, pushing those rats and possibly disease closer to homes and businesses. Investigative reporter Joel Grover pressed the mayor to explain why L.A. has no formal rat control program.
Rats race across Ceres Avenue near downtown, competing for food. What's most remarkable is that we saw this army of rats the week after the city cleared away mountains of trash.
We're putting resources.
With the mayor declaring this once filthy street all cleaned up.
This is a juvenile.
But these two rodent experts say LA's rat problem is out of control.
I've never seen this many droppings, ever.
That's Neve Quinn of the University of California and Sylvia Kenmuir, who advises the city of New York how to control its rats.
I had no idea it was this bad.
Bad not just in downtown, but across the city. Our cameras spotted rats running around near people and munching on trash. And sanitation workers gave us these pictures of rats and rat feces that they found inside homeless encampments. Encampments where people defecate on the streets.
Rodents will eat human feces. They will eat scraps.
Could L.A. be doing a better job of controlling
Absolutely.
The rats?
Absolutely.
In fact, L.A. still has no formal program to control rats 8 months after an epidemic of the infectious disease typhus, spread by fleas that often live on rats.
Yep.
Cities like Washington have workers out every day plugging burrows where rodents nest and multiply. New York City's mayor has formed a rodent academy to train city workers and has a rat task force that meets weekly. Why not have a mayor's task force on rodent control?
We are putting together a team right now. It doesn't have a name.
Last October, for a few days, the city sealed rat burrows just in the Skid Row area. But the sanitation department tells us there's no additional rat control effort like that scheduled for this year. And while the mayor says you should call 311 to report trash piles,
submit a service request by calling 311,
there's no category for reporting rat sightings. Even though downtown workers tell us they're seeing more rodents than ever and getting bitten by fleas that live on them.
Rats are everywhere, and it's just not acceptable to expose people to this amount of disease.
And what about all those rats we found on Ceres Avenue, which sits right next to LA's produce district?
They're crawling on the boxes. They're crawling on the produce. This is a serious health problem.
We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
President Donald Trump has an uncanny knack for exposing leftism and not exposing it in a way that makes the left have to go on defense. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So Tlaib and Omar and all these people are talking, when they're down talking about America, and Donald Trump says, hey, you can't talk down America. Go back to where you're from. So, three of them were born here. Okay, go back to the hell holes where you're from. Go anywhere, Tlaib, Omar, and any of them. Go where any of those Congress people live and go look at how the folks are living where they live and then tell me that Donald Trump is wrong. Go to Somalia. Do you think you could put a gun to Ilhan Omar's head and she won't go back to Somalia to save her life? She's enjoying the good life. She lives in a Tony little high rise in somewhere in Minneapolis is what I read. Do you think her life in America mimics anything close to the crap that she would be putting up with in Somalia? Do you think people don't realize intuitively that Donald Trump is 1,000% right when he told them that? Do you think that he was wrong when he said that Baltimore was a crap hole? Of course he's not. It is a crime-infested crap hole. You don't have to go to the third world if you want to see a crap hole. Go visit any of these big cities. I promise you, there is an area where nobody, as Donald Trump put it, no human wants to live, including the humans that are there. You want to hear what black folks say that live in the hood? Because I've been one. You know what you say? I can't wait to get out of here. That's what you say. You think we don't that feeling doesn't resonate? Oh, yeah, at the outside level, somebody may be able to get you worked up and say, man, you know, we're talking about my hood, yeah, man, whatever. But in your internal level, you know what you're saying? Man, Donald Trump is right. I want out of here. I don't want my kids to grow up in this environment. How many black folks do you think in Baltimore say that? I don't want my kids to grow up in this environment. They watch The Cosby Show. They watch other things of lives of people that aren't fighting crime every day, facing it in every single thing that they do. Crime rates that are explosive. I'm talking about 300-400% the national average. Yeah, Trump exposes the left. So Baltimore gets $1.8 billion. Obama hooked up the congressional black circus clown, Elijah Cummings, awarded that the city of Baltimore almost $2 billion through the American Recovery Reinvestment Act. And the question is, where did this money go? In an article that the Washington Beacon wrote back in 2015, he said the city of Baltimore received over $1.8 billion from Obama's stimulus law, including $461 million to invest in education. $26.5 million for crime prevention. By the way, Freddie Gray got $6.8 million of that. Obama claimed that if the Republicans controlled Congress, they would implement his policies to, quote, make massive investments in urban communities. They can make a difference right now in the city, currently in upheaval following the death of Freddie Gray. He says if the Republicans would do what he asked them to do. But the Washington Free Beacon did an analysis and found that the Obama administration's democratically controlled Congress did make a massive investment in Baltimore, $1.83 billion. And according to recovery.gov, one of Baltimore's central zip codes, 21201, got the most. They got $838 million. Funding for 276 awards. Let me tell you, you want to talk about feasting at the trough. There were some black folks that got filthy, stinking rich on your money. Yep. So, $467 million to education, $206 million to the environment, $24 million to, quote, family, $16 million to infrastructure, $15.2 million to transportation, $11.9 million to housing, and $3.1 million to job training. education, $461 million. What did that get Baltimore, the most stupid populace in the country, to elect Elijah Cummings? You want some stats? Baltimore City Schools, bottom of the rankings, after getting $461 million more dollars. Federal government requires each state to have an educational accountability system rather than relying on test scores. Maryland is using a more holistic approach. It's not just academics. It's about access to a well-rounded curriculum. And next year we'll be adding a survey, a climate survey, so both teachers and students can weigh in on their school climate. That's what the school superintendent said. So these people have got another $467 million of your dollars, and you know what their agenda is all about? Social justice. It isn't about getting these kids out of school to pass a basic curriculum that has gotten this country to be the best and have the best and brightest kids on the planet. No, it's not about that. It's about feeling good. It's Montessori. $461 million. $24 million it went to family. Well, I'm going to bet that money found its way to the Cummings family, because Elijah Cummings and his wife have been abusing their so-called charitable work and, you know, doing what typically black leftists do, which is steal. Oh, somebody's going, Kevin, that was a Freudian slip. No, it wasn't a Freudian slip. I was just thinking about how gracious black conservatives are, that we don't do that. Look, I have a charity. You know what the people said on my charity, the people on my board? They said, Kevin, you got to pay yourself more. That's what they tell me. And I go, no, not going to do it. They go, look, we need you to fight the good fight. You got to make enough money to fight the good fight. There you go. The article continues. The rest of the reparations package, zip code 21202, received $425 million, including a $136 million grant to, quote, improve teaching and learning for students most at risk of failing to meet the state academic achievement standards. It cracks me up. We just keep throwing money at this education problem. But how much did they dedicate to, quote, family? $24 million of $1.83 billion, a rounding error in that number. And that's what they dedicated to education. It's crazy. I'm sorry, to family. I meant to say family. Yeah, 29 other zip codes in Baltimore received a total of $569 million. I don't know what that amounts to per citizen. Take out the people that don't need it. You know, whatever, the 20% that don't need anything. Whatever that 80% is, can you imagine what $1.8 billion would deliver to each of those families if you just handed out checks? But you know what happened? That money got soaked up by bureaucrats, tied up in bureaucracy, to where everybody feasted except the people that needed it. And that is exactly why they have a rat infestation problem. That is exactly why they have a crime infestation problem. It is because of the corruption of those Democrats. So they can preach all they want. The money didn't go to fight crime. The money didn't go to do what it was supposed to do. Get this. Strictest gun controls in the country is in these cities. And the other night, 5 people in Baltimore were shot and 3 people were killed. It's not Chicago, because Chicago kills more people than Baltimore, but it's close. It's a dangerous city. The moral of the story, folks, is money doesn't solve problems created by leftists. You could give Baltimore $5 billion tax-free dollars today, and I promise you, next year, you're going to have the same problem. You're going to have the same problems with teenage pregnancies, education, lack of family values, lack of business starts, home starts, whatever. But you're going to have a bunch of very, very wealthy bureaucrats. Money does not solve leftist problems. Democrats steal the money that is supposed to alleviate problems. They act like African dictators, and that's exactly what happened in Baltimore. Cummings is getting his money, He's under scrutiny right now. Don't listen to me. I tell you, don't believe me. Go look it up for yourself. He's under scrutiny. The previous mayor was fired for improprieties regarding funding and money and you know, giving contracts or whatever else. That's what they do. Every one of these big cities, they are not helping their constituents. So, yeah, Baltimore is a crap hole.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.